A NASA spacecraft is battling its way through a cloud of dust surrounding a comet. The mission, called Stardust, has been collecting samples of the dust for scientific study. Today, the craft made its closest approach to the comet's nucleus. If all goes well, the spacecraft will swing by Earth in 2006 and drop a container of dust onto a salt flat in Utah. NPR's David Kestenbaum joins me now. David, the flyby today apparently took the spacecraft through the worst part of the dust cloud. How did it go?
Well, in order to collect this dust, the spacecraft was sent to within about 150 miles of the very center of the nucleus of the comet. And the comet's this dirty snowball called Vilt 2, after the guy who discovered it. It's 242 million miles away right now. And the encounter took place at 13,000 miles an hour. So debris is striking the spacecraft, some of it at a speed six times this, what you'd get a bullet coming out of a high-powered rifle. So that said, the researchers were fairly nonchalant. When the worst was over, they stood up and clapped politely, and they sat back down and looked at their computer screens. The spacecraft, I should say, does have some shields. It's armored to protect it.
But if the dust particles are traveling and hitting that fast, what's left of them by the time they make contact?
Well, they had to be very careful about this. There's a little tennis racket-shaped thing that sticks up from the spacecraft that collects the dust. And on it is a magical material called aerogel, which is 99% nothing. It's the lightest known solid ever created, and it's light blue in color. It looks sort of like solid smoke. And it turns out to be a very, very good cushion for the dust. It sort of, when the dust crashes into it, it's like a gentle crash and it stops. And that's the aerogel that actually gets sent back to Earth.
What is it exactly that scientists are hoping they'll learn after they take a look at this comet dust?
Well, no one's ever actually gone to a comet and brought some of the material back. So, you know, it would be a first time for that. But comets are, you know, they're sometimes called dirty snowballs. They were formed over 4 billion years ago when there was no solar system. There was no sun. There were no planets. There was just a big cloud of dust. And so it preserves that early material that eventually came together to form the sun and to form the Earth. So it would be a look sort of back in time. In addition, there's this idea that Earth in its infancy was bombarded by comets and that the comets may have delivered the ice and some of the early raw materials that eventually allowed life to happen here. So that's another reason scientists want to get a look at this stuff.
And the mechanics of this, David, we talked about a container that's going to be dropped ideally in the salt flats of Utah. How will that work?
So around in 2006, the spacecraft comes around back to Earth. It ejects a container that contains the dust, and it's like a shuttlecock, you know, a badminton shuttlecock. It rights itself, and it falls down. There's a parachute that opens up, and then it just crash lands at about 10 miles an hour in the salt flats, and it has a little beacon, and then scientists are going to go out in a helicopter and pick it up. And then they're going to store it in one of the cleanest rooms we have where some of the rocks from the moon are kept.
Thanks, David.
You're welcome.
NPR's David Kestenbaum.